Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 18, Number 4, Fall 2018. Holiday Closings. November 6th, Election Day. November 12th, Veterans Day. November 22nd and 23rd, Thanksgiving. We have a winner. Actually, we have 25 winners. The TBBL Adult Summer Reading Program is now finished for 2018. 84 TBBL patrons completed the program by reading 20 or more books. From these, 25 names were drawn to win the 16-gigabyte flash drives. These prizes are being mailed to the home addresses of the winners. Thanks for making the Adult Summer Reading Program a success. Also, special thanks to the Jones Foundation, who paid for the Adult Summer Reading Program prizes. 2018 Louisiana Book Festival. Mark your calendars for Saturday, November 10th, when the 2018 Louisiana Book Festival comes to town. The Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana is proud to present this 15th free, world-class literary celebration. Come join the fun from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. downtown at the State Library of Louisiana, the State Capitol, the Capitol Park Welcome Center, and nearby locations. Whether you are young or old, enjoy puzzling over a good mystery, have a thirst for history, cannot get enough of poetry, or love to cook up some great Louisiana dishes, our national award-winning event has something for every book lover. The Louisiana Book Festival is your chance to meet exceptional writers while enjoying book-related activities and presentations. Find out more at www.louisianabookfestival.org. Join the TBBL Book Club. Now is the perfect time to join the book club called Book Talks. The current book to be read is DB 34090, A Midwife's Tale, The Life of Martha Ballard, based on her diary, 1785 to 1812, by Laurel Ulrich. From the journals of a New England housewife, the author weaves a picture of women in America at the turn of the 19th century. Ballard's diary records her attendance at more than 800 births, her own family's joys and sorrows, her tireless efforts to manage a large household, and the ordinary community life of the time. Pulitzer and Bancroft Prizes. How to join Book Talks. Book discussions are held via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join the discussion group, go to http://pelicae.state.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your email address and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Hope to hear from you soon. White Cane Day. The Greater New Orleans Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind will host their White Cane Day event October 6, 2018 at the Bastion Community of Resilience located at 1901 Mirabeau Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana. The White Cane Day event is that day in October when the National Federation of the Blind commemorates the freedom, independence, and mobility symbolized by the use of the long white cane. This is an outdoor event that will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch can be purchased beginning at 12 noon, and there will be an opportunity to socialize and listen to music. Beginning at 1:30 p.m., there will be guest speakers. From 3 to 4 p.m., there will be an opportunity to get information, talk with guest speakers, and socialize. If you have any questions, call Tammy Green, president of the Greater New Orleans Chapter of the NFB, at 504-491-9060. There will also be a White Cane event in Baton Rouge on October 10th. Refer to the Books and Beyond section for more information about this event. Representatives from TBBL will be present for both events. War Bibliography. Recently acquired fiction and nonfiction titles, nonfiction, history, and biography. DB 88832, Shooting Ghost, a U.S. Marine, a combat photographer, and their journey back from war, by Thomas J. Brennan. A joint memoir by a U.S. Marine and a war photographer discusses their friendship, which formed during patrols in the Helmand province and deepened as both men dealt with the fallout from their time spent in Iraq and Afghanistan. DB 87957, War in 140 Characters, How Social Media is Reshaping Conflict in the 21st Century, by David Patricaricos. A foreign correspondent examines the role of social media in early 21st century warfare, discusses its use as a recruitment tool, the manufacturing of fake news, and more, some violence and some strong language. DB 88051, The Vanquished, Why the First World War Failed to End, by Robert Gervaut. An examination of the legacy left by the First World War, particularly its long-lasting effects on Europe's future. Countries on both sides of the conflict were left devastated, and the author traces numerous post-war conflicts to the effects of the war. 2016. DB 85616, Ancient Warfare, A Very Short Introduction, by Harry Sidebottom, focusing on the Mediterranean region between 750 BC and 650 AD, historian examines how Greeks, Romans, and their adversaries thought about and waged war, discusses types of warfare, leadership, recruitment, equipment, training, and attitudes, proposes that classical thinkers' war concerns, causes, justifications, limits, can elucidate the past and present. DB 88082, Caught in the Revolution, Petrograd, Russia, 1917, A World on the Edge, by Helen Rappaport. Using eyewitness accounts, recounts the outbreak of the Russian Revolution, examines the diaries and letters of individuals from many walks of life, including journalists, diplomats, businessmen, bankers, governesses, volunteer nurses, and expatriate socialites. 2016. DB 87195, World War II, A Very Short Introduction, by Gerhard L. Weinberg. Historian explores the origins of the war in the years following World War I, leading up to the German invasion of Poland in 1939, examines key events, including the German invasion of the Soviet Union, the expansion of Japan's war efforts, developments on the home front, and the Allied victory. DB 86181, Dive, World War II Stories of Sailors and Submarines in the Pacific, by Deborah Hopkinson. Recounts the story and events of America's little-known submarine warfare, also known as Silent Service, in the Pacific during World War II. Includes personal accounts from U.S. Navy personnel serving aboard the vessels, submarine design, and descriptions of weaponry. Young adult nonfiction. DB 86183, How Everything Became War and the Military Became Everything, Tales from the Pentagon, by Rosa Brooks. A former top Pentagon official traces how war has transitioned from being considered typically a temporary state of affairs between times of peace to a continuous state, argues that when the boundaries around war disappear, one risks destroying the founding values of America and invites chaos. DB85755, Killing the Rising Sun, How America Vanquished World War II Japan by Bill O'Reilly, a depiction of the Pacific Theater of World War II in 1944 and 45. General Douglas MacArthur has made a triumphant return and plotted a full-scale invasion of Japan, even as Oppenheimer and his team test their bomb. Told in the same style as Killing Reagan, DB83693, Commercial Audiobook, 2016. Historical Fiction, DB90012, Beneath a Scarlet Sky by Mark T. Sullivan. Milan, 1943. Teenager Pino Lila becomes involved in the resistance movement to ferry Jews out of Italy. To save him, Pino's family enlist him in the German army when he is assigned as a driver for General Hans Leyers. Pino begins spying. Violence and Some Descriptions of Sex. Bestseller. DB88999, All for Nothing by Walter Kempalski. In the waning days of World War II, 12-year-old Peter lives on an East Prussian estate with his mother, aunt, and a slew of servants. Visitors show up and difficult decisions must be made. Translated from the original 2006 German edition, Some Violence, 2015. DB86275, The Shores of Tripoli, Lieutenant Putnam and the Barbary Pirates by James L. Haley. In 1801, midshipman Bleven Putnam, the great-nephew of a Revolutionary War hero, heads to the Mediterranean on the USS Enterprise to engage with the Barbary pirates. He returns years later on the USS Constitution to cross the Libyan desert with General Eaton and assault Dima. Historical Fiction. DB88568. MASH, a novel about three Army doctors by Richard Hooker. During the Korean War, doctors Duke Forrest and Hawkeye Pierce report for duty at the 4077th MASH unit, commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake. Pierce and Forrest recruit John McIntyre into their hijinks, basis for 1970 film and television series of the same name. DB88132, The Star of Istanbul by Robert Owen Butler. With World War I in full swing, war correspondent and American spy Christopher Marlowe Cobb has been tasked with following a potential German Secret Service agent on a ship called Lusitania. While on board, he discovers a famed actress working for the Germans, sequel to The Hot Country, DB88131. DB83781, Mr. Roberts by Thomas Hegan. As a lieutenant on the cargo ship USS Reluctant during World War II, all Doug Roberts wants to do is get to where the real war is going on. Instead, he is stuck on a ship with a tyrant for a captain, and the biggest enemy is boredom. Classic novel first published in 1946, Some Strong Language, War Stories, Humor. DB84893, The Storms of War by Kate Williams. England, 1914. At the outbreak of World War I, the DeWitt family is torn in all directions thanks to their German heritage. Youngest daughter Celia lies about her age in order to join the war effort. What she becomes entangled in endangers them all. Violence and Some Strong Language. DB85498, Anatomy of a Soldier by Harry Parker. In a war zone in the Mideast, British Captain Tom Barnes leads his troops. Inanimate objects share the stories of the inhabitants of the area before and after Barnes and his unit are involved in an IED explosion. Barnes loses his legs and must relearn how to live. DB84433, Now and Again by Charlotte Rogan. Maggie Rayburn, a secretary at a munitions plant, quits her job after discovering a disturbing document in her boss's office. Health problems in the community, possibly caused by the plant, tip Maggie into action. Meanwhile, a group of former soldiers attacks the factory. Braille NFL football schedules. We have 5 schedules to offer. Call your reader advisor to receive a copy. Schedule will be issued on a first-come, first-served basis until they are all gone. Magazines on cartridge. NLS has declared magazines overdue, more than 500 days lost. Your magazine subscriptions are still active, so eligible patrons will start receiving them again soon. If you no longer want subscriptions to any of the magazines you receive, call your reader advisor to cancel. And remember, you must return your magazines as specified on the recording or your subscription will be suspended until cartridges are returned. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. White Cane Safety Day. The Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired will be celebrating the 54th annual White Cane Safety Day on Wednesday, October 10, 2018. Events will be held in the downtown Baton Rouge area. A variety of activities will include a picnic, route travel, awareness education, and a scavenger hunt. Mayor Sharon Westenbroom is guest speaker this year. For further information, contact LSVI Outreach Coordinator Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489. Summer Reading Wrap-Up 2018. The summer reading theme for 2018 is Libraries Rock. Congratulations to our 72 readers who read over 700 books this year. Those who completed the program received a T-shirt, a recorder, a smile thumb drum, and a certificate of achievement. Thanks to the Jones Foundation for funding the purchase of prizes. Remember the date, Louisiana Book Festival. The 15th annual Louisiana Book Festival will be held Saturday, November 10, 2018. Programs for young readers will take place throughout the day in the State Library Teen Headquarters and in the Young Readers Pavilion. The pavilion tents offer crafts, storytelling, writing enrichment, and face painting. Don't miss meeting Quavenshanae Wallace, award-winning actress from Annie and author of Shea and Emmy Star and Break an Egg, LYRC nominee Alton Carter and Rita Williams Garcia will also attend. Teens can participate in presentations, lively discussions with their favorite authors, and pick up a few writing tips. This year's featured authors include LTRC nominees Ashley Elston, Karen McManus, and Ashley Poston. Letters About Literature. The 26th Annual Letters About Literature National Reading and Writing Competition through the Center for the Book in the Library of Congress will start accepting submissions November 1st. To enter, 4th through 12th grade students write a personal letter to a living or dead author of any genre, explaining how that author's book, poem, or play changed their views of the world or themselves. Students may enter on their own or through their schools or local libraries. Finalists are selected from each state for each competition level. Louisiana winners, chosen by a panel of judges from throughout the state, will receive monetary awards for first, second, and third place and will be recognized at next year's Louisiana Book Festival. First place winning letters will be submitted to the Library of Congress for the national competition with a chance of winning up to $1,000. The deadline for all levels is January 11, 2019. Submission information may be accessed at www.read.gov/letters. Letters About Literature is made possible by a generous grant from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation, with additional support from gifts to the Center for the Book and the Library of Congress, which promotes the contest through its affiliate Centers for the Book, state libraries, and other organizations. In Louisiana, the contest is made possible by the Louisiana Center for the Book and the State Library of Louisiana, with the assistance of the Louisiana Writing Project and the Louisiana Library and Book Festival Foundation. Funding for prizes is provided by the Library of Congress grant. Homework Louisiana, just in time for back to school. The State Library of Louisiana announces expanded hours and exciting new features available now at www.homeworkla.org, an online resource available to all Louisiana residents, which offers live tutoring for grades K through 12, college and adult education, test preparation, and job search assistance. Academic tutoring is available from 2 p.m. to midnight Sunday through Thursday. Self-study tools for AP, ACT, SAT, and GED are available 24/7. An exciting new feature for individuals with vision impairment is the voice chat feature. Students will now have the option to connect with voice, either using their computer's audio system or using their phone by calling a toll-free number. All of these services can be accessed from a home computer or laptop, your tablet, mobile device, or at any Louisiana public library. Homework Louisiana is funded in part with the Library Services and Technology Act grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the State Library of Louisiana, and your local public library. Strategy to see, CVI training. The Louisiana Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER, chapter, and ABL will be hosting a one-day CVI training course on October 19th. The course will be presented by Diane Sheline at the Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired and is for anyone who works with children who have cortical visual impairment. The registration fee is $50. Each attendee will receive the book, Strategies for Students with Cerebral Cortical Visual Impairment. The deadline to register is September 21st. For more information, contact Blanche Falk at LSVI 225-757-3489 or email bfaulk@lsdvi.org. Sesame Street and VeggieTales have arrived. Thanks to the generosity of the Jones Foundation, TBBL was able to purchase new large print books. Here are just a few of our new titles. LP 25674, Cookie's First Book of Numbers by Sesame Workshop. LP 25847, Elmo's Book of Friends by Naomi Kleinberg. LP 25849, Elmo's ABC Book by Deborah November. LP 25850, Elmo Says by Sarah Albee. LP 25820, Bob and Larry in the Case of the Missing Patients by Karen Poth. LP 25821, Mess Detectives and the Case of the Lost Temper by Karen Poth. LP 25846, God Loves You Very Much by Cindy Kinney. LP 25848, Bob and Larry's Book of Prayers by Peggy Schaefer. Support our TBBL Friends Organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions: Fritz and Rosalind Marty, Jennifer Angier, in memory of Emma Schroth Whitney. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL's summer reading program and descriptive video collection, and it supports volunteer efforts in the area. To contribute, make checks payable to the foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. Library address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services, Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email, tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, descriptive videos, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by the Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.